Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity once again to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County, this Clay County Corner this morning. It's a nice sunny morning now that the fog has been burnt off. It's a little bit nippy out there, but it feels pretty good, and it's a pleasure as always to be here in the old courthouse room here in the corner, where we greet and meet with you each Thursday morning at 9 a.m., and then of course, we'll have a rebroadcast, and I just got word that we'll be doing the rebroadcast this afternoon from 5 to 6. I think they've got a ball game to do this tonight, so we will be on the air earlier, and also these shows will be streamed on the Del Hall Horizon website. So, you know, lots of opportunities to catch this show. We've got an interesting show coming up, the County Mayor Dale Reagan should be here just in a few minutes, and I know we had a county meeting a couple of weeks ago, and got a lot of interesting things to talk about. And of course, before we get started, we'd like to thank the three-star program, the Clay County Chamber, that make this show possible, and we really appreciate that, and also all the folks that help sponsor this. And let's see, I guess today we're back to birthday cakes today. We managed to give away our month-long supply of birthday dinners up at the folks at the galley at Mitchell Creek, and we really thank them for helping out with that. And with that, I think we'll take a little short break. We'll come back and be ready to go.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
back, everyone. I just got word that the mayor's on his way up, but until he gets here, we've got a couple of things we need to talk about a little bit, I guess. The roller coaster yard sale, for one thing, that's going on this weekend. It's already started. If you've driven between here and Tompkinsville, a lot of folks already got their wires out. And I do know that this year that the area down at the fairgrounds, down below the road there as you come into Salina, is not, there's not going to be anything down there. But now I looked around the square here this morning, and I see that some of the folks here in Salina have got stuff out around, kind of around the square, back on the alley and things like that. So there's going to be plenty of stuff to look over and peruse your purchases before you make them. So I think this thing goes, up in Kentucky, all the way down through Salina here, over to Livingston, Birdstown, up through Albany, circles back around. So you just got all kinds of opportunities to go out and find your bargains this weekend. Well, I ran across this thing today, too. This is the day that, in 1908, that Henry Ford introduced the first T-model Ford. And for $950, you could buy you one of those things. They'd probably sell a lot of them right now if they were about that price now. Let's see now. Looking on down through here, I know high school volleyball is kind of winding up here. The regular season, I think maybe today is the last regular season game, and that will be over at the Clay County High School Gymnasium this evening at 5 o'clock. And I believe they play Jackson County. And then beginning next week will be the district tournament. And also next week, beginning, I guess, maybe next week is spring break. So we'll be on the school will be on spring break here. Our fall break. sometimes when you get elderly, your mind slips away. Spring break. I'm hoping there, wouldn't I, that we'll be having, it's right now springtime. But we're a long way from springtime, aren't we? Oh, man. we're taking a break. at least we do know that again this weekend. That's kind of thrown me off there for a second. but we have, like I said, lots of things going on. I think maybe the football team may be on the road this weekend. I know they're playing Pickett County, and I believe it's an away game. Had a tremendous football game last Friday night. It was a little nip-and-tuck game for the entire game. Both teams were playing hard and hard, hitting heavy, and we were down a couple of points toward the end of the ball game. And I know I think we had three or four touchdowns scored in the last three or four minutes of the ball game, and luckily we got to score the last one. And a couple of interesting plays at the end of the ball game. We scored and kicked off to the opponent, and they ran the ball back down to, I think, first and goal. They ran it in real quick and scored and went ahead of us. Well, they went back down and kind of did the same mistake we did. They just decided to do a regular kickoff and kicked it off to one of our fleet-footed young men, Jimmy Burchett, who fielded it and took it all the way to the other end for a touchdown to give us a small lead, and then we scored the 2 points and got, I think maybe we went ahead of them 5 points or something and held on to win it. I think they were making an attempt to score again there, but we held on one of the most exciting football games we've had around here in a long time. And looking at some of the things going on, last weekend we had our little gathering in here at the square of classic cars. I think we had maybe somewhere between 60 and 70 vehicles that came by. Everybody gathered around the square. Of course, we all kind of maintained our social distance. You know, car shows are kind of that way anyway. People kind of gather around behind their vehicles and in their own little groups, but then they'll get up and kind of walk around, look over other folks' vehicles, but they kind of maintain their distance pretty good. So, and that went well. And we've got, I think that may be, one of the few things that we've had here around the square in Salina. But now I know we are ready to do a thing down at Hermitage Springs at the park down there. The date has been set for October the 26th. I think it's going to be a walk through history in the Hermitage Springs Park, which is part of the 150-year sesquicentennial celebration, and going to have antique tools out there, period costumes, just all kinds of things. And I think maybe with this new mandate and things coming down, I think maybe the point now where we can actually have some food there, if we put it all in individual containers and everybody that handles the food's got their gloves on and that kind of thing. But it looks like you'll have some more information on that. We have some flyers that'll be posted around the county, and it's down at Hermitage Springs. And I know the folks with the, what used to be called the Home Demonstration Club, I can't ever remember what their name is now, are having put that on. And it looks like it's going to evolve into a pretty good one-day event. And hopefully by that late down in October that the weather will be good and will cooperate with us. And with that, let's take a little short break. We'll be back just in a minute.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise. We'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we'd like to welcome you in here this morning. Mayor Reagan, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you. Good morning.
I know we talked a little bit about the car show, had a little bit about the thing we're going to have down at Hermitage Springs here in a few days. I forget. One thing I did forget to mention after I called it spring break, my mind kind of wandered away instead of summer break. But our golf team, they made it to the Elite Eight for the first time in the history of the school in the state golf tournament, and they didn't finish at the bottom. They had a pretty good showing for the first time they'd ever been there. Now, I don't know the individual scores, but I do know that this much is really to be congratulated for the big comeback they made. In our district tournament down here, I think maybe Upperman High School beat them by maybe 42 or 43 strokes, and they came back to the regional tournament, which determines the team that goes to the state tournament, and our young men pulled it out by one stroke and beat Upperman and sent them home. So it was a great year for our young men in the golf, and they're all coming back next year. Not a senior on the team, and I think maybe there's some, most of them are sophomores and juniors, maybe a freshman thrown in.
Hey, we've had several, you know, that young men and ladies that have done outstanding.
We've had a lot of them that made it on their individuals.
Yeah.
But
Blooming Outner, ain't it? That sounds like the Jot 'em Down story.
Yeah, it does. I'll have to catch them later. Yeah, I could have said that. Did you ever listen to Lubbock?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
If you went to Grandma and Grandpa
every morning going to work, you know, they'd be on the radio. Yes, that was that's just like drinking your coffee.
Yeah,
have them.
See, I know my Grandma and Grandpa, there was one called Just Plain Bill.
Yeah.
Of course, the Lone Ranger and Sergeant Preston and all those on the radio. You know, it took imagination to watch them shows, didn't it?
It did. You had to, as you was listening, you could see it in your mind, you know, envisioning that. And
it's kind of like us here, where we come to everybody live and in living color here on our radio dial each Tuesday or each Thursday morning.
Yeah. Thomas, there was something else that, you know, that we had this past weekend that I was not aware of it at the time, but I know we're talking with the sheriff the other day, and the crappie tournament up here on the lake, and had a good turnout for that, and I think that they've got that booked for another year, next year coming up, so that's something that's turning into hopefully will be a big annual event and everything,
right,
because we had a lot of folks that were from out of town here.
Yeah, I know. This is part of a national circuit.
It is.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I know that the gentleman that they were in charge of that, they actually brought those books in here early in the spring, and then this COVID thing kind of came through, and a whole lot wasn't said about it, but I know they did come back in here a couple of weeks ago and brought their poster in, and there were some of their books and things in, and I said it is part of a national tournament, and also we had the Tucker motorcycle ride in past weekend.
Along with that same line, yes, they had the annual Tucker Murray annual ride that they did, and had a good turnout for that. And I know that they did an outstanding job working with the situation that we've been in for the last few months, and as I call it, this craziness that we're all having to deal with, but everybody has been outstanding and very understanding, and we certainly want to thank everyone for their patience and understanding through this pandemic that we're dealing with. Also, I know that they're working on right now another on the side of different events and stuff that we've got coming down the pike. There is a fishing anglers with the high schoolers, and I know they're working on getting one of those together, and for any of y'all out there that wants to participate in that, I think they're even having a meeting tonight to try to get this organized and going. I know we're one of the few counties around in the Upper Cumberland that don't have a fishing team, high school fishing team, and they're working on that very diligently to get that set up and everything, so that'd be a big thing for us too, as well, and everything.
We were talking about the thing down at Hermitage Springs earlier. I don't know if I threw out a date just off the top of my head on that, but it's the last Saturday in October, and that is the actual date is the 24th,
okay.
The 24th on the Saturday, and it's going to last from the morning up until the afternoon.
Yeah, Mr. Roy come by the office the other day and give me some more information on that, and I appreciate them doing that and working with the guidelines that we have to go by now. He said that he would do everything he possibly could, and I know they will. You know, it's going to be an outside event. But that being said, I'd like to share it with everyone. Most everyone may already be aware of it. The governor did do an executive order this week on Tuesday when we got it sent to us at the office, and also on his briefing, that he has lifted some of the restraints and stuff on the businesses and also on gatherings. And so those have been lifted. The, of course, the emergency state of emergency order and everything is still in place, and it will continue to be in place till October.
And I've got the page up here. We now have a total of 243 confirmed mm-hmm. places. I think maybe that went up like by 8 overnight yesterday.
Well, it went. We're 243 is that, and that's the number that you know that we've had since March. You know that the count since the count's been done. We got 63 active cases right now, and of course we're still at as far as those that have lost their lives to this pandemic is still at 5 right now, and I mean that's devastating.
We had that one little spell there where we had a couple of three there, and basically in one week.
Yeah, and I think a lot of those were associated maybe with the Senior Citizen Center out here.
Right.
I think we had some that lost the battle on that, and we certainly our condolences continues to go out to all the families and for all those that are continuing to suffer through this this virus that I call it a craziness. And But we have done here in Clay County so far, we've had 2,857 negative tests done. And we've done a lot of testing, and we're still doing testing. And so there's been a lot of testing going on. So we continue to strive to keep that. Everybody is doing great, and I want to congratulate everyone and tell you thank you for what you're doing, because, I mean, I see people, you know, as they come in down to the office at the center down there, you know, they'll have their mask on, and a lot of them, you know, going into the grocery stores and the dollars, the family dollar stores and stuff. A lot of folks are, you know, wearing their mask, and we appreciate that very much. We didn't do a mandate because I kind of feel like the governor, you know, and his the way that, you know, that he described it is, I feel that same way. I think we're very responsible people, and that, you know, that if you can get someone to, if you start trying to tell people what they need to do, a lot of times, you know, it's people don't take it very good sometimes.
Well,
it's better to get people to buy into something, and they understand, and people does around here understand, and I want to commend everybody for doing that.
Well, you know, a lot of our folks in this area, if you tell them to do something, sometimes that kind of bristles them. But if you kind of ask them to do things, you know, if they're asking a good way, they'll follow through and do it.
They will, and they have. People have. And again, I don't mean to repeat myself, but I certainly want to extend an appreciation out there to everyone. Does that mean, you know, that you still may not are immune from it? No, I mean, you know, it's one of those things that we're going to deal with. We had an outbreak there at the jail. We're very fortunate, you know, that we went for about 6 months, and we really, the sheriff and everybody has done an outstanding job of keeping that covered pretty good. But we did have an outbreak down there. We had 20 inmates pretty much that tested positive, so they went on into isolation and lockdown there, and so they're cleared now, so they're good to go right now. As far as our work crew and stuff are back out, we had about 4 employees down there that tested positive. So that skewed our numbers there a little, you know, there at one time in Labor Day weekend and all that. We had several, you know, that come back tested positive and everything. But we're getting through this thing, and
okay.
God be our helper, we'll get through this.
What about the database for schools? Have we got anything? I mean, I haven't looked at it. I know the last time I looked, most of the schools hadn't reported yet.
Yeah, they got a dashboard, you know, that they go by and all that. And we at our county planning the other night, we had the chairman of the school board was there, Mr. Bailey. He was there, and he gave an update on that. And right now, our school system seems to be doing relatively well. We still got, you know, they have some cases, and but according to a lot of the other school systems around the state and everything, that they're doing a good job. They're doing well, and the big percentage of the kids and everything have come back to the schools and stuff. I know that we still have some that are doing the virtual. But seemingly, according to the way everything else is, we're doing okay right now.
All right, let's take a little short break and come back, and we'll talk about. I think we had a county court meeting the other night.
We had a planning
meeting, and some of the things, and maybe some potential grants coming up. And I think I saw where we're closing out a grant, and might have got a little update on our truck bypass, maybe, or anything along on that.
Sure.
And the jail. We've got a bunch of things we can talk about.
Sure.
But right now, I'm going to read our birthdays and anniversaries. We'll get in this time. I'll do it 5 minutes early. Is it okay?
There you go.
And celebrating birthdays this week, Mr. Billy Cherry on the 26th. We'd like to wish him a happy birthday. And Miss Flossie Pennington, Tuesday, celebrate the birthday. And just I think the whole community out in there was kind of a whole big listing of names in there. Sue Smith called it in, and she had a great big list of names of folks that'd like to wish Miss Flossie a happy birthday. And we'll add our names to that, too, and wish
Absolutely.
Her a happy birthday. And also Carolyn Browning, celebrating the birthday on the 29th. And then Knox Trowball, who happens to be Liz Brown's great-great nephew. He'll be 7 years old here right now pretty quick. And then Miss Teddy Lou Rulon over at the bakery celebrated a birthday
okay.
yesterday. And Amber Watson celebrating a birthday. And also Aiden Barlow. So a pretty good list today. And we're back to the birthday cakes now. The galley up at Mitchell Creek's closed, so if you were one of the four winners in that and didn't go up there, I doubt if it'll carry over to next seasons. But I know most of the folks went up there, and we really appreciate them helping out. And we're looking forward to them to maybe helping sponsor some things here on the show next year when they open back up in the spring. And with that, remember the number, 243-5574. And here for the next few weeks, we will be doing the birthday cakes again out at the Dairy Queen. With that, we'll be back just in a minute.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy to use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Back, everyone. Mayor Reagan, we're back.
All right.
I know you've been making steadily making notes over there and got a bunch of stuff to talk about, and so let's slide in on that.
Okay, let me finish up what I was going through about the state of emergency declaration that the governor had reinstated Tuesday. For it continues on through October, and but he did make some exceptions to the rule on some of it. It said he signed the executive order number 63 to extend the target preventions of the previous executive order continuing on through October the 30th. That's the emergency declaration. And but also he the remaining restrictions on businesses and gathering sizes in the 89 counties, which is, you know, pretty much all of us, yeah, other than the metropolitan areas and stuff, that has a state-run health department, they've been removed. So all those the restrictions that were previously on your businesses and the gathering sizes, which we were under the gathering sizes of 50 or less pretty much all summer.
Yeah.
And so he has removed those. But we still want to encourage everybody, as well as the governor, to continue on with the CDC guidelines as far as social gatherings, to be try your very best to do the 6 feet apart, and continue to wear a mask if you feel threatened in any way, if you continue to do that, and good hygiene will be something that, you know, is pretty much the normal anymore. And so by that being said, and also our senior centers, this is a big, big thing for us, because they have given us the authority to where that we could open those back up now under certain provisions. And I know our director, Sandra, which we all call her Squeaky, has very excited about that, because she wants to get her family back home. And we've had a lot of seniors out there that have been coming and getting their meals. They've been coming down and getting them, but they pick them up and they have to leave. And they are constantly asking, they said, when can we come home? And so we're working on that, and she'll be making an announcement here probably in the next couple of days, whether it be on Facebook or what it may be. But we just got to get everything set up, and we got to go by their guidelines and stuff. But they are opening the door for us to start letting our seniors come back in and doing some activities and stuff like that.
Well,
so it's a great thing.
You have to get a bigger table for the card players, maybe, where you say
we have to stretch them out a little bit and everything. But I think that, you know, that they'll manage that real well. And she has done an outstanding job with working with them on doing different things that they've done on the outside, some outside activities and stuff. She's had some bingos. I think she's had a couple or two or three of those that they've done out back down there at the center.
Yeah.
They all meet outside, and she's done that. And the cards that they use now are that they'll be using are just a paper-like, and once they do, they throw them away. and it's not like the cards that they normally
right.
do, you know.
Right.
And they keep them and reuse them, so those things are disposable, and they're just different things. We have the sanitizing and all of that, you know, that we have to make sure that we do that every day. And so, but we're glad to hear that, and I know that as far as some of the activities and stuff and events, I know a lot of people have wanted, you know, to rent out some of the buildings and stuff to do birthdays and different things like that. So we're hoping here in the next few days we'll get with our directors and stuff and come up with a way that we can start doing that again in a safe manner. I know that, you know, everybody wants to be safe, and that's exactly what we want to try our very best to do, everything that we possibly can to make it as safe for people as we possibly can.
Well, you know, we're kind of like, you know, we have a gathering like that for a birthday. We look over and see Aunt Ruth, who we ain't seen in about 3 or 4 years, and that urge to run over and grab them and hug them and that type of thing, you know, that's hard to fight, isn't it?
It is, and I mean, you know, and we just got to be, but you know what, Thomas, a lot of people are adapting to some of that
right.
now, because I've noticed even down at my office and stuff, when I see somebody coming down the hall, normally you'd walk up to them and slap them on the back or something like
yeah.
that, but pretty much everybody now is, they'll come up and then they'll take a step or two back, and we stand there and have a conversation.
Yeah, we're just not used to avoiding people.
And this area, and I have had so many people that have come in here from different, from other counties, and certainly from other states and stuff, that says that, you know, that we're one of the most friendliest places around that people have encountered. And I don't want to lose that. I mean, you know, we want to keep that up. But through this pandemic, you know, we have to make exceptions and stuff. And so I think everybody is doing that, and I commend them for it, and continue to ask everybody to just to be cautious. And if you feel threatened in any way, you know, wear a mask, and we encourage that.
Okay. Now, we got some official business we want to get
to. We do. And the county commission, they had their planning meeting Monday night, and that's when we have the opportunity to give the commissioners their agenda for the following week, upcoming week. And it's kind of a short agenda, but we, of course, we had three resolutions that was on there for their consideration, and that's this coming Monday night. So and it was a budget amendment for the Clay County General Purpose School Fund, and so some of this money that they're having to move around has to do with COVID, and so they're doing that. And also we had a resolution where that we appointed the county commissioner appointed the warrant commissioner last month, and but they didn't appoint her assistants. They have to have an assistant, you know, in the event that judicial commissioner is out of town or whatever, you know, they have somebody to back them up. So they've got that on the agenda to do Monday night as well. And of course, we had another resolution for a budget amendment for the general fund, and that was some money that was an overpaid through the three-star program to the, I think, the through Twin Lakes, and it was just a very small amount, but still, yet, you know, we've got to do all that, and we make sure that everything is done right and everything, so that money comes back in is less than $200, but anyway, it got brought back in, so it to put in the right appropriate line item and everything for that, so... And that's pretty much the agenda that we'll be going over Monday night for the county commissions to look at and everything. So, but if you do have the opportunity, we are trying our best, you know, as we have the meetings now back at the courtroom down there. We're certainly asking people if they come in, if you feel like you need to wear a mask. If you don't have one, we'll try to make sure that you have one. If you feel like you want to wear one, all the commissioners are... biggest majority of them wears masks, and so we encourage that as well and everything. So it'll be at 6:30 this coming Monday night, so come down and be with us. And we certainly want to keep everybody abreast of the happenings in the county commission, for the county commission, and for the county government. You mentioned a while ago, Thomas, about some grants and stuff that we had going on and some closing outs of grants and stuff that we got. We failed to run, and I don't know through this COVID thing, we've just, you know, we've lost out on a lot of different things that we normally do. And we have pictures of the new ambulance. We just ain't got the chance to get them out yet for everybody. And when we had the celebration of putting it online, and that was a grant, that was a CDBG grant that we did and got. It was about a little over $250,000 for the grant. And so we got the ambulance. The ambulance cost in the neighborhood about $175,000, and then we got some monitor equipment that went along with it. And so that was a big plus for us. And also that made about the fourth, I think it's the fourth ambulance that we've got in the last 10, 12 years that we've been blessed to get them through grants. And I was looking at this the other day and figuring it out. All total that what it's costed the taxpayers as far as for the ambulance, we still haven't paid out enough to buy one ambulance through all these grants. So we've been very fortunate and everything, because the ambulances are run in the neighborhood around $150,000 to $200,000. So normally our matching part will run us in the neighborhood around $25,000. So for those four ambulances that we've been blessed to get over the last few years and everything, we still have it, the county still haven't paid out enough to even to buy one. So we're blessed on that part. And we'll be closing that grant out here this month. I don't know. I got the date down, but I ain't got it with me and everything. So
I think it's in the paper this week.
Okay, it should have been.
Yeah,
it should have been. So we'll be doing that, closing that out, and that opens the opportunity for us to go ahead and apply for another CDBG grant and working on that. Also, we've been working on this for probably a couple of years, and over a year, and that was a health grant that we got. And if you've noticed, as you're going across the bridge, if you look off down there to the park and rec area down there, you've seen a concrete slab that has been poured, and that's a ball court. It's not a full court, it's a half court, but we've got that and got that one poured last week, I guess it was, maybe week before last they got it finished. We're just letting it cure out good, and we're going to do a little dirt work and stuff around it to, and we had to put some straw and feed it and stuff, or that we had to do some building up on that one to get it good and level. And we'll get the ball court. The boys is going to be working on that, getting that ball court set up, or the ball goal set up and everything. And once we get that done, it'll be hopefully, you know, everybody around, all the kids and stuff, have the opportunity, and we're going to get some benches and stuff and put around them. And they have the opportunity to go down there and shoot some basketball and stuff. And we're working on the one in Hermit Springs. Hopefully, Lord willing, if the weather holds out, I talked to the boy that's pouring the concrete for us and doing that. He said week after next, if everything held out good and everything, he was going to try to get that one done. So we got that one down there at Hermit Springs Park, too. It's going in. And that was done through a health grant that we got, and it's 100% grant. We didn't have to come up no match on that. We did have, I want to thank the highway department, Jason. He has helped us a lot and everything. He, with the gravel and any of the equipment as far as, helping with the, leveling up of the one, especially over here, across the river there, the park there. We had to do some digging out and filling back in and everything. And so he was very gracious to do that and help us out and everything. So this was a $20,000 grant. And so we split it up, and we're taking about $10,000 for each site to get that done. About 3 years ago, we did one in the Maple Grove area down there.
Right.
We did that one. And so that was just, and once we get this one done, we'll have opportunity to turn around again and apply for something else. And hopefully, you know, we can do some stuff to help. I know the city has been working very diligently to get the ownership or through a lease. The Donaldson Park up here, and that's something too that we want to join in and do a joint venture there with them and through some of these health grants and stuff that we can. I know a lot of folks have been asking about, you know, different things that we've come up with at the park, and especially here at Donaldson Park will be a great area to do some of that stuff, and so. We'll join forces there, and hopefully in the next year or so we can get some of that stuff done.
Of course, we got to realize, too, up there that, you know, the Corps of Engineers is still the ultimate voice on things that can be done up there. And, of course, I'm sure that they'll be very, you know, very cooperative with any type of plan that the city, county can come up to make it, you know, more accessible, more usable, user-friendly, and get the word out that it's here.
Yeah.
You know, for years and years, there's a beautiful sign down there where you pull into the park, but there's no sign telling you to go down there and look at that one. You know, I think we've got the one little sign there on the East Lake Avenue saying, you know, Donaldson Park down this, or Park down this way.
Right.
And, you know, that, let's come up with a sign there, kind of directing people a little bit better, aren't we?
Well, the park that we got, the Clay County Park and Recreation Area that we got, and a lot of people is pretty much refers to it as the fairgrounds, and that is also a Corps of Engineer controlled
right.
park, and we got a lease on that for 25 years. We do it in 25-year increments, and that's how that works. And so anything that we do, and I had to get, just doing that ball court over there, we had to get the approval from the Corps. It had to go down to Nashville, and it had to meet their approval, and they told us how much dirt that we had to take out of it and what we were going to do with that dirt and how it was going to be disposed of. So there's just things like that you have to go through with. The one in Herman Springs, we didn't have to do that because it was that park is kind of through a lease of well, it was being as long as it can be used for a park and everything. The owner down there was very gracious to allow the county to do that, and certainly want to thank everyone that has stepped up and helped us do all these things over the years and everything. So, but yeah, you got to have a plan, and every year we have to do a report. They come up and do an inspection on the park over here, and every year that we have to answer anything that they questions that they have to make sure that we're meeting their criteria and everything. So you can't just go down there and just start doing what you want to do sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course, you know, a lot of folks don't realize that park down there is actually in the Cordell Hull Reservoir.
It is.
And Cordell Hull Lake, the official end of Cordell Hull Lake, I think, is up at the spillway at Dale Hollow Dam, isn't it?
Yeah.
I believe they all, and I don't, they don't go all the way to the state line on the river, I don't mm-hmm. think. There's a little section in there that's, I guess, that the Coast Guard probably has control over, I guess, the river part of it. But there's just a little bitty part there that's under a little bit different regulations than the part here in Salina.
It is, and see, for a long time, I didn't realize that myself. But they said, you know, Mayor, you know, you got two lakes in your county. And, I kind of looked at them and thought, well, I don't remember us having another Dale Hollow Lake, but it's the Cordell Hull Lake, and that's what it is, the river, and that's what it's called. It's considered that. And every day, if if you have an open mind about you and everything, you can certainly learn things.
Okay, a little short break. We'll come back. Now I know we've got some more things we want to talk about a little bit, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Mayor Reagan is here with us, and we have been talking about the things. I know he's got a jail update, Mayor.
Yeah, I'd like to keep everybody abreast about that. I know that you've been talking about this since I've been in office.
Since Jesse James come through.
I guess. It's been a long time. I know that they said back in the early 80s, you know, and there's some newspaper clippings and stuff before that the county commission was discussing about the possibility of a new jail. And But we are in the process now, and it's going through the planning stages as far as the point that they're working on the plans. We've had preliminary plans done for quite a while, but now they're going back and they're making these to be permanent plans. And anything can be, you know, changes that has to be made, they're having to be made right now, because once these gets done, that's pretty much it. That's what you're going by. Once we send them down to the state and get the state to approve them, that'll be the plans that will go out to the contractors to be bid on. And the jail committee met about a couple of weeks ago, and they discussed with the architect and engineer where we were at and what was the next few steps and everything. So hopefully by November, Lord be our helper and everything, by November we should have a set of plans that will be able to be presented back to the of course, to the sheriff, myself, and the jail committee to look over and to see if there's anything else needs to be changed. And at that point, if all parties are okay with this, then they will be sent down to the state and have the state fire marshal's office, as well as TCI and all those folks will be looking at them to hopefully get their seal of approval on them. And once they get that, then they can go ahead and get started out to start soliciting bidders and everything. So that takes the process of probably about another 3 to 4 months after November. So you're looking at probably around the spring. Hopefully in mid-spring to early summer, we'll be able to start maybe accepting bids for this. And once that happens, you got to bid it out, and it goes out for, I think, about 30 days, 30 to 60 days, something like that. I'm not for sure if it comes back. Hopefully it'll come back within our budget, and then the county commission will be the ones that will accept the bidder. And once that happens, then it'll start the process of people starting to see some dirt being moved and everything. So hopefully by the end of summer next year, the early fall, we might be getting to the point where we can start seeing some of that happen.
So you'll be ready to take the silver shovel down there and dig the first block in the corner down there?
I'm sure the sheriff will, for sure.
Well, you can hand him the shovel.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that this has been a long, drawn-out process. Know that the commissioners have had a lot of hard decisions to make, but they have... I commend them for that, because they have absolutely stepped up to the plate, and they're doing what, you know, that it's got to be done. I mean, you know, because it's not going to get any easier, and it's certainly not going to get any cheaper. And so we've been very blessed and very fortunate that we've not been included in many lawsuits over it. And we just, as long as we're still working under a plan of action, and with the state, and as long as we're putting forth this effort and everything, I think they're going to still continue to hopefully to certify us to the point of where they'll still be on our side. And I mean, that's one of the things, you know, that you got you really need. You need the state, the Department of Corrections, to be on your side in case you do have some legal matters that comes against you and everything, to where they say, and well, they're doing the best they can with what they got to deal with. And they're putting forth the effort to try to correct these problems and everything. So I commend the sheriff and everyone else. All his staff has been doing an outstanding job. Like I said, you know, working under the conditions that they have to work with.
And we do know that, of course, that this the jail is going to leave the city limits down here. And are there any plans in the future for that area down in there? We all know that once it kind of leaves there, that there needs to be like a major cleanup down in there, and so many things have been added there just on a temporary basis to make room to do things that had to be done.
Well, I know that the little trailer unit that y'all see out back there, that's what we call our church. You know, that's a facility that was donated by an organization, and we appreciate that. You know, for that gives the sheriff some more area to where that they can do some GED classes, and also have some church services and stuff like such as that. And that will probably be moved going with the area, as well as the dispatch. Now, the dispatch area there where the dispatchers are now was built, you know, several years ago for
right.
dispatch, and that'll probably remain there, and because dispatch and the jail will have to be separated. You can't have jailers and dispatchers doing, you know, cross train to do,
yeah.
you know, both jobs. That they won't allow that. Right now they're working with us on that.
Yeah.
So that'll totally be, you know, separated. So there's some plans for some of that stuff.
Okay, we've got a few. We ain't got many minutes left. The bypass, the truck bypass.
Right.
I think you said we've got some preliminary engineering folks in here looking at and doing
they are.
Studies.
They're working on, you know, they're working on the preliminary engineering for that, and also there has been a proposed route has been done, and so it continues to be in the process of going through the engineering stages and everything. So
that, and I know you did mention one thing here. I know a lot of folks have asked, you know, what about the traffic going down into the subdivision down there? I believe that you said there would be an overpass
right.
there, and there would be no worry about stopping and starting going down, going home in the afternoon.
Right. There'll be under the plan that is drawn out. There'll be an overpass right there going. I call it Lake Avenue, going down that way toward Clark Bottom. And it'll be tying back in with the Highway 52 right up here and everything. So
everything is moving along, and
seems to be.
Hopefully, one of these days it'll actually go on the drawing board and be ready to start work on.
Well, a lot of traffic is coming through here, and you know we have a lot of truck traffic that continues to pick up. And I know they finished up. I think they opened up the one in Monroe County here
right,
a couple
yeah.
of weeks ago or something like that, and so. All that flow is we can see it on a daily basis how much it's increasing.
Well, with that, Mayor, I think we're about to run out of time again.
Time gets away from us. Don't
well, we're going to have to do a 2-hour show here one day where we can do, and we just drew out a name for the birthday cake today, and the winner of today's cake is Mr. Billy Cherry.
All right.
Well, so you'll need to come over by the chamber office and pick up your little gift card for your birthday cake out at the Salina Dairy Queen. And with that, remember, everyone, give us a call in. Put your name on this list next week, 243-5574. And want to remind everyone that we'll be having fall break over at school, not spring break now.
And we certainly want to encourage everybody to be safe out there, continue to be safe, and God bless y'all, and thank y'all for your patience and understanding through this, and I'll say it again, this craziness and everything.
And everybody be careful on spring break.
Fall break.
Fall break. See, I knew you'd
yeah.
catch me that
there
time.
There you go. There you go. All right.
With that, ladies and gentlemen,
thank
I guess
you, Thomas.
We're finished for today, and we really appreciate you being here with us. And I think we've got everything kind of buttoned down here. And with that, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you on this same radio dial next Thursday at 9 o'clock on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And remember, 5 o'clock this afternoon for the rebroadcast. And with that, I guess it's a good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.